clothing is something we all wear every day, or most of the population anyway. But the story behind the garments that we buy is often far less visible. Just who is making them and under what kind of conditions, and how much can we trust the brands that label themselves as ethical or sustainable? With so many buzzwords and marketing campaigns, it's challenging to determine whether our clothes are being produced in ways that generally respect the workers and the environment, or if it's just clever branding. To help us unpack what ethical clothing really means and how consumers can separate a genuine responsibility from greenwashing, Dr. Ayushi Bardwa, a lecturer in enterprise and technology at RMIT University, is on the line with us now. Ayushi, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on today. So just to get us started, how would you define greenwashing in the context of the fashion industry, and why is it harmful to ethical sourcing?
To begin with, defining greenwashing, regardless it's a fashion industry or any other industry, the definition stands. And the definition is when misinformation is spread out to make economic gains. There's two forms. One, where the organization or businesses who are spreading the information, usually in the form of marketing, they know about it and, you know, they've found the loopholes around the words and they do it with known intention. And the second one is indirect, when they have no idea that the information that they're spreading is incorrect and has probably come from down the chain of how the products are made, and they have no visibility over the supply chain and operations, and they end up spreading that information and gaining profits from it. So with fashion, I think it's quite common because a lot depends on the marketing. So I think it's one of the industry where the idea and the perpetuation of greenwashing is quite common.
Certainly. The marketing would be absolutely a huge factor in all of this. Mm-hmm. So, of course, we in Australia do have a modern slavery act, but you previously noted some of its limitations. What kind of gaps do remain in this sort of legislation within this context of ethical and sustainable clothes?
I feel with ethical clothing, ethical word in itself stands that you have not exploited humans along the way, and so there's different words. For example, sustainability is an umbrella term which is now currently used as greenwashing term. So you have sustainable collections popping here and there. You have ethical. Ethical simply means that there's no human exploitation has happened, but then it's being used for a full garment. But at times, the fabric of the garment is sourced from somewhere overseas where there's no visibility, but then you have a certification and you're saying the garment is ethically produced because part of that garment is produced ethically. So there's a lot of misinformation, and therefore there's acts like Modern Slavery Act. They're really hard to use because the instances of catching someone actively doing exploitation is pretty low. We have certain examples that come to news when something goes off, but how much goes unnoticed? Because the form of modern-day slavery is quite difficult to recognize because it's quite financial, it's global because it's overseas. How do you understand what form of exploitation is being used? So all those questions make it more and more complex. The financial penalties are quite low. For example, in EU, you have a certain percentage of your annual revenue taken away as a form of penalty. But in Australia, the legislation and regulations around it, it really needs a shake-up.
Yeah, certainly, because it's not a sliding scale. I mean, some companies, if they're sort of particularly dubious, might see those fines simply as the cost of doing business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just shocking stuff.
Yeah.
So, of course, to bring it back down to R level, I guess. If I'm looking to buy myself some new clothes, what could I and other consumers do to actually try and verify whether a brand's ethical claims are legitimate to any degree?
I think that's a really good question. And, you know, I think as consumers, because, well, I wear clothes, I shop clothes as well. So I think that's a great question to ask yourself. The very first thing I would say as a consumer, you should be asking, do we need it? Australia is massively tackling a landfill problem as well, because clothing at the moment, we don't have a proper recycling set up in Australia, which means more we buy, more we dispose, it becomes someone else's problem somewhere, and we are polluting, you know, our beautiful planet. So first question would be, do I need it? Is there an alternate that I already have in my cupboard? Do I just go and scan my wardrobe again? The second question you can ask yourself is, how much do you trust the brand that you're buying? Look, there's, as consumers, we make these decisions every day. Like, sustainability is expensive. So am I going to pay the organic T-shirt that I want, which says it's organic? But am I also going to analyze that maybe the fiber, which is the cotton, is organic, but the dyes that they use is not organic? A lot comes from researching and reading. And I know, you know, consumers who are not working or so closely in the field that I'm working in, probably won't have that information. So I feel like the biggest question will be like, do I need it and do I trust the brand? Because just having accreditation doesn't make it foolproof. So there's no silver bullet at the moment.
Yeah. And I think, you bring up a really important point there, where there's just so many components that might go into a piece of clothing that, this bit of the material itself might be sustainably sourced and produced and whatnot, but then the threads or the dyes or the labels might come from some other source and you might not know what you're getting.
Yeah.
And of course, we've got to look to the future for this kind of thing. So what changes from industry or government or consumers do you think would be the most powerful and most impactful into moving towards genuine ethical clothing production?
I think, look, there's so far what I've learned is, and where I see the biggest change can happen, is three pieces to this puzzle. The first one is consumers. When consumers start becoming more, you know, aware of the situation, and when they start empathizing that we don't need to buy 56 items every year. And so that is a very big mindset shift of consumption and consumption all the time, because that's very much capitalistic, which means you're buying, someone else is getting a profit, and we're not empathizing with our planet and communities. Second piece of this puzzle, I would say, is organization and businesses themselves, because they have the accountability of making profits. So give credible information to the consumers, because they're paying you for the product, and they should not be deceived, which should be like it's a very fundamental thing I'm saying, but seems like it's missing. And the third puzzle piece is governance, which is our governments and regulatory bodies, you know, the regulations need to now align. We're living in the age of information and technology. Information is everywhere. So when I say that it's everywhere, which means something is correct and something is not. So I feel there should be more stricter laws around someone who can get away with doing deceiving things. And there should be proper checks, just like taxes. We do ATO taxes, and, you know, everything is in there. It's so seamless. Most of the things are already pre-recorded in a database, because it has a bigger impact and government values it. And that's one of the reasons I can think. But then we have export-import system, but we don't know what's coming in. We don't know what kind of dyes are coming in. There's brands at the moment, you can shop online, and they're dropping 8,000 styles a day on their website. So, I think it's definitely not something that one aspect can solve. So it's multi, dimension and fold.
No, absolutely. 8,000 a day. That's That's stunning. Unfortunately, Doctor, we're out of time, but thank you so much for coming on to The Daily today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah. And that was, of course, Dr. Ayushi Bhardwaj, lecturing enterprise and technology at RMIT, talking about ethical fashion and the challenges of ensuring clothing is truly made responsibly.